And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hex. We start today in Colorado, where despite claiming to want abortion minimized, Colorado's Governor Polis has signed a law which bans medical professionals from offering abortion pill reversal, a treatment proven to save lives when women change their minds after taking the first abortion drug. The ban actively prevents healthcare workers from helping women who want to choose life. Citizens in Barrhead, Alberta are going to be voting in December on a law to maintain traditional municipal displays, removing pride flags and specialized crosswalks from town property. And that's the latest in a series of Canadian communities choosing to keep public spaces neutral. The mother of a female swimmer forced to compete against Leah Thomas has broken her silence about the experience. And her testimony only adds to the mounting evidence that allowing biological males in women's sports isn't about inclusion, it's actually about exclusion, excluding biological female athletes from success in their own competitions. A new poll is revealing a troubling disconnect. While most Christians believe Scripture speaks to modern issues, many feel unprepared to engage in cultural conversations. Only 30% actively seek opportunities to discuss biblical truth with those who disagree. And here's a story that demands our attention. The Ontario Coroner's Office has revealed multiple cases where people sought euthanasia primarily due to isolation and fear of homelessness. These weren't individuals facing terminal illness, which also isn't justification for euthanasia, but these were just vulnerable people who needed support, not lethal injection. A national survey shows overwhelming support for companies to provide equal benefits for adoption and childbirth if they're going to cover abortion-related travel. Well, parents and school officials in Gettysburg are reeling after discovering their trans-identifying tennis coach, who had previously sparked controversy for entering girls' locker rooms, has resigned following the emergence of explicit drug-related videos. This shouldn't be a story at this point, but it is, because red flags were ignored when they first appeared. And in the state of Florida, voters are facing a critical decision on Amendment 4, which would remove current legal limits on abortion. The amendment's language mirrors one passed in Michigan that led to demands for taxpayer-funded procedures. And people like NFL Hall of Fame head coach Tony Dungy is urging Floridians to vote no on the amendment. And that's been today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can always download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, also, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app so you can get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.